You're listening to SBS News.
David True is a sport shooter and the president of the ACT division of the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia. He enjoys shooting targets with mates and says he always has room for one more gun in his collection.
It's like any sporting equipment. You use a different firearm for different sports. I travelled to the Nationals just recently, and for me to compete in the Nationals, I needed seven firearms.
The number of registered firearms is on the rise in Australia, but the number of licensed gun owners is falling. That means fewer people have more guns. On average, a licensed gun owner in Australia has four firearms.
We get a lot of people that they may retire, they've finished work for their life, and then they think, I might take up a sport. So they come and shoot our sport because, you know, we don't have knee injuries, we don't have elbow injuries.
The new figures were released by the University of Sydney on the eve of the 25th anniversary of the Port Arthur massacre, in which 35 people were killed. That tragedy prompted wide-ranging gun reform in Australia. The study shows that since 1997, the number of people who own a gun licence per capita has fallen by 48%, and the number of households with a firearm has fallen by 75%. In contrast, the number of legal firearms per capita has risen by 1.7% to a total of 3.5 million.
Having fewer guns circulating post Port Arthur has led to fewer gun suicides, fewer gun homicides, and a reduction in the rate of injuries from firearms.
That's Professor Joelle Negin, one of the study's co-authors. He says the 1997 changes to gun ownership have made the country safer, but adds Australians cannot afford to be complacent.
Some areas where we could improve is by not allowing states and jurisdictions to reduce the age at which someone can attend a firing range or own a weapon. And there's also been weakening of the restrictions on purchasing of silencers, which really, to my mind, goes to benefit criminals the most.
John Howard was the Prime Minister who implemented the gun reforms and buyback scheme. He says there's always been wide support for gun control in Australia.
An automatic or semi-automatic weapon is a lethal weapon of mass destruction. And it was those sort of weapons that were used in Port Arthur, those sort of weapons have been used in other countries. And if you take them out of circulation, you dramatically improve the safety of your community.
The former Prime Minister says it's important the younger generation who weren't born 25 years ago understand what a turning point the massacre was to ensure the strict controls stay strict.
I've always believed very strongly that we should reflect on our past, not become obsessed by it, but reflect on it, to analyse it, to be appreciative of changes that have made our country better and safer. And this is certainly one of them.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.